You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Rachel, how are you?
Very well, thank you. And stoked to have a chat with you on the day you've got a brand new single out in the world, Parasite, with a great music video. What's been preoccupying you recently? What have you been thinking about in your music world?
I suppose this single is the first of a long, long stretch of, well, 2 years of work that of working on an album, which has been announced today, that's coming out in May. I guess it's pretty new and buzzy stuff. We previously did like a folk album, alt country album, and now this new album is going to be pushing the envelope for me a little bit. It's a bit more warped, a bit more strange, and the music video I worked on with a good friend, Robin Jordan, who is this amazing movement coach, and we were trying to use the body in a lot of different ways. So yeah, that's what's happening with Parasite. I guess with any musician, it's like once it's release day, it's like, oh my god, like I'm finally, it's out in the world and I don't have to think about it too much anymore.
It's a sort of becomes everybody's baby at that point, but it must be still quite a nerve-wracking or exciting thing, especially when you are making a deliberate step into a slightly different sound space. What was the decision for you to not necessarily leave your folk roots, because they're always embedded there, but you know, take that warped direction with this new sound?
I suppose my friend Dee Stevens, who I've made music with for years now, I came to him with bare bones songs. Some weren't even finished, and Parasite wasn't even really finished when I kind of brought them to him, and we just completely took a different approach. It was like very much the skeleton of things and fleshing them out with overdubs, and so it was weeks of experimentation with arrangement and lots of different instruments that kind of ended up being a really guitar focused sound, but put into some really strange produced way, I suppose. Mm-hmm. Well, I think we did recorded an album all live, and we did that, but then it was just wanted to try something different, which is great, I suppose. It's really a beautiful lot of work, and I never thought that I'd be able to, like, I've always wanted a live sound for my band, and my band playing in Christchurch is always like, oh yes, live sound, we love it, love live arrangements, but it's great to make a more produced record, I suppose.
Totally. And a nice challenge to set yourself to, especially when you're working with friends who kind of understand fundamentally what it is you're trying to make.
Yeah, it's fun because, like, in the studio, it was just kind of an open door policy. Lots of friends, my friend Hannah Everingham, walked through the door putting down some great guitar or piano. It's a really good time. And it's like people are just hanging out for kick-ons for 5 days in a row.
But
we're making this great work. Yeah, it's really exciting. And I'm excited for people to hear the songs. Good.
Yeah, me too. It also sounds like the best recording process you could possibly want. It's the after party type situation. That's a really enjoyable thing. So tell us a wee bit about working with Robin, because Robin's done a lot of really interesting, as you say, body movement, choreography work with people across like quite a range of different art disciplines. I know that come from a fine art background themselves. So what was the kind of connection between you two for this project?
I think I was on set for a music video with my friend Mackenzie, otherwise known as Juno Is, for a song called The Highway Song. And Robin was directing that music video. And we had met and got this, like, really interesting, great connection going on. And then I had this feeling that I'd really want to work with her because of her background as a performance artist. I believe she studied sculpture in fine arts kind of background, but sculpture, I was like pretty buzzed to find out that sculpture also includes movement practice and all those things. And I guess we just had a natural connection. I'd go over for coffee at her house And there's just this really strange, when you have a connection with people and you just make this unbroken eye contact and accurately describe ideas and concepts. And the eye contact is not broken. It was just like the most beautiful creative thing that I had experienced up until that point. So it felt like a very natural relationship. And she's very good at executing ideas and pushing me into different spaces. And Robin just hangs out with a lot of musicians. Her partner is a cinematographer as well, so we see them quite often at gigs. And I think it's just there's a real scene in Ōtautahi, and there's so many different artists, and Robin is just one of them that I really love and cherish. And it was really good to make something different with her. She's really awesome. I'd recommend hiring her for any music video project.
Nice. It sounds like you've had a really good crew of friends around you that have kind of helped this project be realised, Sam. I'm excited about the album. When is it coming out again?
May 17th.
Stick it in your calendar.
This year.
Nice.
Yeah.
And the video and the track Parasite is out today, so we're going to have a spin of that song now. Sam, thank you so much for speaking with us. It's been a pleasure to hear about what you've been working away on, and I'm really looking forward to hearing more from it. Congratulations on your new single.
Thank you, Rachel. Have a nice day.
You too. See you soon.
Cheers. Bye.
Hand me the drums. Reaching out, stand and deliver the finger framing the mountain snow. I hear a distant call, a wail in the wind, an infant immaculate, not quite.
Sam Bambury with Parasite. You are on BFM. That is a brand new track from Sam and the start of a brand new album project, which he has got coming out in May. You can watch the video for that, which was choreographed by Robin Jordan, in all the usual places as well, YouTube, etc.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.